And this is Mike Booth. He has spent almost of his 45 years designing for race cars and planes. So he's very familiar with things having to do with castings and mold and engineering. He even received his British National Diploma in Art from Buckinghamshire's American Amersham School of Art and Design back in 1979. He has a lot of education, and he has been living in Lockridge, which is one of the famous little villages in the heart of what is known as Wiltshire County, which is kind of the, we'll call it Crop Circle Central when it comes to England, even though this year, oh my heavens, there have been amazing formations in many, many other counties going beyond Wiltshire. But go back to Tuesday night, 6:30 p.m., June 21st, right at the switch to summer, and he had a habit of riding on his bicycle and leaving his house and going for a ride out of Lockridge past all the beautiful crop fields that grow there. And it was on that night, until then, Mike had never seen anything truly unusual until he was riding from Lockridge past this big wheat field in Boreham Down.
My attention was caught by three objects in the field on the left hand side of the road, and I immediately stopped because I realized straight away I was looking at something that I'd never seen before. These objects were about 4 feet wide, about 6 feet in length, with about roughly two to three feet showing above the crop of wheat in the field. It's quite a large field. And at this point in time in the UK, the wheat is green. So it was very, very obvious that these white metallic objects, as I would describe them, were very noticeable in the green crop.
And they were about 2 feet above the crop?
No, they were within the crop, but it was obvious to me that they weren't on the ground. The field actually slopes away up to my left as I'm looking up. So the land is rising. So it's actually very, very easy to see these objects or craft or whatever they were.
Do you mean that they were sort of down inside of the wheat heads themselves?
Yeah, I would say my personal opinion is that they were suspended. They weren't on the ground, but they were actually, I would say, with 6 to 9 inches in the top of the crop, because they were brushing it down very slowly and making a trail through the crop, not in any particular pattern. Two of the craft or objects were very close to each other, no more than 30 feet apart. There was a third one, which was about 50 yards further to my right as I'm looking up the hill.
And I believe there
may well have been a fourth one, because the following day when I went back to take some photographs, there was actually a fourth trail in the wheat that I couldn't see because of the lie of the land, you know.
And you were seeing the wheat going down flat?
Yeah, not flat, actually. It was just, they were brushing through the top, but actually depressing the wheat so that the wheat was behind them. There was a very obvious trail about 9 or 10 inches lower than the rest of the crop in the field.
Okay, could you try to describe these objects in as much design detail as you can, given your profession?
In a domed, almost molded form, because I've done a great deal of molding work and vac forming in the past with the design work, and they looked exactly like they'd been molded. There were no edges, it was smooth contours.
Mm-hmm.
Not unlike the mouse you get for a PC keyboard.
Right.
That
and
kind of sort of form, you know.
And the color?
Very apparent white, but they've kind of got a metallic sort of hue to them.
Mm-hmm.
And the sun, it was a beautiful evening, the sun was reflecting off them, and I've seen nothing like it. I've held an interest in obviously, like many people, UFOs over the years, but it's not something I've pursued or really looked into myself, other than the odd TV program years ago, that sort of thing. But I've done a great deal of flying myself in the past, and categorically, what I saw, I have never seen the like of before.
How far were you from these three objects?
No further away than 200 yards at the very most. And the slope was rising up, the gradient, so it's not as if they were like sort of flat and further away, so they're very, very easy to see. Perfect, you know, position to view anything on the side of the hill like that. So I was, in point of fact, very close, and I think that's possibly one of the things that stopped me in my tracks and made me think quite clearly that I wasn't going to walk up the side of the field. And I mean, I could have touched one of them if I wanted to, because it was within the crop, but only about 6 or 8 feet away from the boundary where the crop stops, and this kind of set aside land is
that you could have walked up to get closer, but something kept you from doing that.
Yeah, and this is what has unsettled me, because I'm, you know, obviously with the background I've had in design and engineering, I'm naturally inquiring, you know, if it was anything else, I'd want to know what size engine it had got and how it was made and the rest of it. But I cannot understand why I was so sort of passive and accepting about the whole thing, you know. These objects were doing something completely different than making crop circles.
Mm-hmm.
They were, you know, in the wheat and leaving a trail behind them, but they weren't making a designated shape. I've been back and looked at the trails and taken photographs, and they were, the interesting thing is, they were no further progressed down the trail than when I left them. So it kind of raises the question, where did they go? Did they reverse? Well, why is the wheat not laying back the other way?
Mm-hmm.
And the only other option, you know, and it's totally speculative, but you could go up, but the trails stop within the crop and there's nothing else disturbed in front of them or beside them.
And George, you and Coast listeners can see exactly what he was talking about. There is a really beautiful photograph that he provided that is at earthfiles.com in the article called UK Bicyclist Reports Mysterious Low Hovering Objects Bending Wheat. And you can see these strange truncated trails in which just the upper 6 to 7 inch of wheat is bent over. And right below, he worked in a computer-generated illustration of these odd, domed, no detail other than their strange shape, comparing to a computer mouse, that there were these three or four making these odd trails in this field. And then the next day in the morning, this incredible formation was discovered and reported at Boreham Down, just right over the hill from where Mike Booth had been the night before on his bicycle, and watched what he called strange machines moving, hovering over the field, leaving only tracks.